get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
And today we've got another great topic. We're going to talk about how to find who actually owns a domain name. Why would you even want to find it? You may want to find it because it's not developed and you're wondering, maybe I can get the domain. Maybe I can buy it from the other person. And you want to find out how do you contact them. And we're going to We're going to show you how to find out how somebody owns it. Now, they may not want you finding out who owns it, so they may have it hidden from the world. So we've got a couple of easy ways to figure that out, and Tim's going to start with number one.
Yeah, so if you just type in your URL bar who.is, that will take you to a website where you can check who is records. So basically a who is record is who owns a domain, who is the owner. And so, but as David mentioned, if someone purchased the privacy add-on, when they purchase the domain from the registrar, then it's not going to show their information there. It's going to show the registrar's kind of, vague generic information. And so that won't be helpful to you, unfortunately. And so, so that's how you do it. But again, a lot of times you go there and it's a dead end because they've purchased privacy. They don't want their information out there in the public and get spammed. And we've talked about that before lots of times here on WP the Podcast, that we recommend getting privacy so you don't get contacted. But that's how you find if they have privacy or not.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the other way is way to search the Whois database, which is the way that I go. So like GoDaddy is, you know, they're a great domain registrar. That's who I use to register domains with. GoDaddy does a lot of things, but their specialty and how they started out was domain registration. So I still use them for that. And their website has a Whois feature built right into it. So if you just head on over to GoDaddy.com, head down into the footer of their website, you're going to see Whois on their website at the bottom in the footer. And if you simply click that Whois link, it's going to bring up godaddy.com/whois. Go figure. And it's just an easy way. Type in your domain, hit search, and it's going to let you know whether or not those people have a private domain or not. And if they don't, you can gather that information and stuff. And believe it or not, a lot of people still don't use the privacy aspect of it. A lot of people still just register domains, and all of their information is out there. So check it out. It'll be worth it if you have a need for that. And if not, then you've just been educated on something else. Tim, anything else?
Yeah, last thing I'll say is if you're trying to purchase a domain that someone's not using, but it's taken, and you go through one of the routes David and I talked about to check the Whois records, and it's private, there are other ways. So for example, if you go through GoDaddy and you go to purchase a domain, a lot of times they'll say the domain's taken, but if you go through our broker
type kind of service. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They will basically, they'll go and they'll try to figure out, get in contact with the owner through the registrar level, and try to negotiate a sale, yeah. And they get a commission. And so that could be another way of doing it if you really have to have this domain. A lot of times, if you do that, you're going to be paying a lot of money for it because they know if you're going through a domain broker that you really want this domain, yeah. So they're going to jack the price up on you. Right. So just be aware. In most cases, I would say just try to find maybe a more unique domain that's not taken.
Absolutely. And there's so many TLDs today, you probably can find a domain that's available that will work for you and stuff. All right, tomorrow we've got another great topic, WordPress plugin highlight called Simple URLs. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.